Twitter permanently blacklists James O'Keefe after CNN expose. By Alim Bokhari on April 15, 2021. James O'Keefe, the founder of the investigative journalism organization Project Veritas, has been permanently blacklisted by Twitter. Just as his organization releases bombshell undercover footage showing senior CNN employees admitting to using propaganda. At Project_Veritas, the organization's official account has also been suspended. In a comment to Breitbart News, a Twitter spokeswoman said the suspension was permanent. This comes directly after O'Keefe and Project Veritas publicly embarrassed the far-left news network CNN. In a statement, O'Keefe vowed to sue Twitter, "I am suing Twitter for defamation because they said I, James O'Keefe, operated fake accounts. This is false, this is defamatory, and they will pay. Section 230 may have protected them before, but it will not protect them from me. The complaint will be filed Monday." Project Veritas posted the first of a series of undercover videos exposing CNN technical director Charlie Chester yesterday. In the first video, Chester admits that CNN's negative coverage of unproven allegations against Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, is propaganda because Gaetz is a problem for the Democrats. It would be great for the Democratic Party to get him out. So we're going to keep running those stories to keep hurting him, continues Chester. In further undercover footage posted today, Chester can be heard admitting that CNN is unlikely to give a great deal of attention to the race of a mass shooter in its coverage if they aren't white. Chester also admits that a bunch of black men have been responsible for recent violent attacks against Asian Americans, and that this is a problem because the optics of that are not good and CNN is trying to help BLM. In further candid comments, Chester can be heard saying that CNN practices the art of manipulation to change the world. This is pure censorship for political reasons because he has successfully exposed CNN, the media and Democrats, said conservative influencer Robbie Starbuck on Twitter. O'Keefe exposes CNN for lying about me and Donald Trump for propaganda, said Representative Matt Gaetz. Then Twitter suspends him. If the left weren't terrified, they wouldn't be banning people, said conservative commentator John Cardillo. In a comment to Breitbart News, a Twitter spokeswoman said O'Keefe was permanently suspended for violating the Twitter rules on platform manipulation and spam. As outlined in our policy on platform manipulation and spam, you can't mislead others on Twitter by operating fake accounts. And you can't artificially amplify or disrupt conversations through the use of multiple accounts. Twitter did not clarify what does and does not count as improper use of multiple accounts. CNN, for example, operates the @CNN, @Business, @Newsroom, and @Politics accounts, among others. All are verified. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.